Good morning, Butler Area School District. This is the secondary school grade 7 through 12 broadcast for April 21st, 2020. We are happy to be with you today, and thanks for tuning in. We are your intermediate high school guidance counselors, Mrs. Misencik
and Ms. Filipkowski. We'd like to start the day with a quote for Rachel's challenge, choosing positive influences and speaking with kindness. It's a quote by Maya Angelou. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud.
As we navigate through this new way of instruction and move beyond a typical school day, we would like to take this time to provide students with some study skills and tips to assist you in keeping up with your online learning and ways to continue to be successful in your academic endeavors.
We understand that your daily school schedule has likely changed, but your study habits need to remain intact. This means creating a schedule filled with times and goals that you can reach in order to be successful in all of your classes.
We also understand that not all students love studying, but it has been our experience as school guidance counselors that all students actually want to learn what the class is learning. Some just don't have the tools to keep up. This morning, we would like to share some study skills and habits which will provide you with the tools that will help you to succeed. An important tip that we would like to share with students is to get a good night's sleep and eat a healthy breakfast. If you are tired and hungry, it is hard to focus on learning. Your brain and your body need the energy to be ready to take in information and process it. The key to feeling energized is to stick with a bedtime routine. We understand that your weekly school schedule has changed, but the academic demands are still there, and your sleeping and eating habits need to match up with the demands of your academic expectations. So stick to a bedtime routine, stick to a morning routine, and remember, if you wake in the middle of the night and find it difficult to fall back to sleep, stay away from those electronic devices, such as your phone or video games or the television. These are all devices to stimulate brain activity, making it difficult to fall back to sleep. Instead, find a leisure activity, such as reading a book or listening to soft, relaxing music. Soon you will find your body will ease its way back into sleep, and you will wake feeling rested and ready to tackle the day ahead. Next, let's discuss time management. The secret to managing your time wisely is to figure out a system and a schedule that works best for you. We feel there are three simple steps that will help to guide you. First, write it down. There is no reason why you need to expect your brain to remember everything that you have to do and when you have to do it. So make a to-do list. Enter it into your phone, use your agenda book, or utilize a time management app on your phone or your iPad or even on your computer. Whenever you decide, please use to track your school commitments. Be sure to keep all of the information in the same place. Don't separate your personal calendar from your academic calendar. In fact, take all of the relevant due dates from each class, such as papers, tests, or projects, and enter the information into a single location. You need to see the big picture and keep track of the little things simultaneously. Secondly, work hard, play hard. Just do the work first. Let the things that you want to do, like taking a walk, talking with your friends, watching a favorite television show, or playing a video game, be the reward for completing the things that you have to do. We know that this is much easier said than done. However, if you get yourself into a routine of rewarding yourself after you've fulfilled your responsibilities, then it gets easier and easier to do. And finally, do as much as you can before dinner. Generally speaking, you should treat your academic obligations as your full-time job, and your paycheck is your report card. Your job as a student should include completing assignments, actively reading, revising notes, and thinking critically about what you're learning. You need to be practicing and preparing for quizzes and tests, and reaching out to your teachers and guidance counselors if you need help or have questions. If you can train yourself to be highly productive and stick to a schedule, you will find success in completing all of your assigned work. Do not wait until the last minute to complete an assignment or to study for that upcoming test or quiz. Stick to a routine and success will come. Don't waste time putting off the tasks that need to be completed. This will only make your stress level rise. The expectations are not just going to go away, so just do it. Cross it off the list and enjoy the feeling of completing that assignment.
I'm going to talk about note-taking. For some students, when you hear that you need to study for an upcoming test, it can seem to be overwhelming. It's important to be well-prepared, but how do we do that? The very first thing to do is to be a good listener. What does that mean? We all think we're good listeners, right? It's important to listen for key phrases from your teacher, like, this is an important thing to remember, or one key point. Perhaps they repeat something more than once, or they may number items on the smart board. It's important. So when the teacher asks you to take notes, listen for those phrases and write those down in your notes. Don't try to write everything down that the teacher is saying or copy everything from a smart board, because it's next to impossible, and soon you'll be feeling overwhelmed. Then, unfortunately, you'll probably miss some important information if you try to write everything down. So number one, listen. Give your teacher your full attention. Sit near the front of the room to reduce distractions. When you're learning from home, find a quiet place to work. If your teacher is instructing during a Google Meet or Zoom classroom, maybe use headphones. Limit as many distractions as possible. Number two, think. Be sure you understand the message. Ask questions during or after class when things are unclear. And number three, write. Jot down only as much as you need, knowing that you'll be returning to your notes later to write more. After class, you should use the 24-hour rule regarding your notes. What that means is you need to do something with the notes within 24 hours of taking them. What you do is up to you. Many successful students find that rewriting their notes is the best way to check their comprehension and how much they remember the information. As you add to your notes, you are thinking more about the topic, and it helps you to understand more of the subject that you are learning about. Here are several reasons why you need to take good notes in class. Number one, perhaps most importantly, taking notes will help you concentrate. Number two, taking notes increases your ability to participate in class discussions. Number three, taking notes improves learning because you are hearing information and writing it down. Number four, notes give you something to study outside of class besides the book. And number five, notes help you to keep track of important details and prepare for quizzes and tests. Some note-taking tips: copy the teacher's notes from the board, put your teacher's words in your own words, take up as much space as needed, and review those notes every night. Maybe create your own abbreviations or use a mnemonic device such as "Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally" for order of operations in math. Jot down any ideas that the teachers repeat. Notice verbal cues such as "now this is important." Highlight your book class materials if you're permitted to do so. Write down all examples and rewrite your notes after class. Another important skill is active reading. Did you ever just read something and ask yourself, "What did I just read?" If so, you weren't being an active reader. An active reader asks himself or herself the following questions as they read. What is this about? What does this word mean? And is this important? Active reading is when you would make notes and prepare for tests. The more you use all areas of your brain by creating pictures in your mind, relating it to something you already know, and putting it all together, the more you'll understand and remember. Some steps to productive reading. Number one, know your purpose for the reading. Why am I reading this? If you have a purpose in mind for the reading, you're more likely to remember it or learn something from it. Before you start reading, ask yourself, why am I reading this? For example, I'm reading to learn more about Abe Lincoln. As you read, pick out any words that you don't know and write them down. After you finish, look up those words and find the meaning, then try to use those words. This way you have learned a few new words from reading the article. Having a purpose in mind also causes you to stop after the reading a section and think about how this helps you remember what you're reading to learn about. This gets your brain working more and more, making your reading more active and resulting in you remembering and learning from your reading. Next, skim the article first. Skimming gives you an idea of what the article is about. This helps you think about how the section you read is important and helps you with your understanding. Then pause and rephrase and paraphrase as you read each section. Pause and use your mind's voice to put it into your own words. This makes it easier for you to understand. Connect to existing knowledge and images. When you connect what you're reading to what you know and what your experiences are, you build more memories. And then think about it again later. What you read at a later point in time, try and connect it to other things that will make you remember it for much longer and retain whatever you've learned from reading the article.
We know that projects, papers, and homework are methods of practice to show what you know on a test. So how do you prepare for that upcoming test or exam? Well, we feel there are two words that you may need to know in terms of preparing for tests: write and recite. Many students spend hours and hours studying for a test without ever actually testing their comprehension or memory. Therefore, prior to taking a quiz or an exam, you have to be able to close your notes, textbook, and other materials and check your comprehension, as well as test your memory, writing or reciting what you know. Practicing or reciting, or reading it, you should try one or more of the following strategies. Make flashcards and then quiz yourself. Get some index cards in different colors and sizes. On one side of the card, ask yourself a question. On the other side, provide the answer. Quiz yourself. Keep reviewing until you answer each card correctly. Once you feel confident, have someone else test you. Many learning models indicate that the best way to learn is to teach. So when you think you're ready to test yourself, find someone to teach. It can be with a study group online with your peers or with an individual classmate. It can be with your brother or sister or your parent or guardian. The point is that by teaching what you know to someone else, you're giving yourself a chance to write or recite, and you are identifying areas that may need more clarification or attention prior to the test. We want you to be prepared. Remember, there is no substitution for preparation. If you haven't studied throughout the days or weeks leading up to a test, if you haven't reviewed prior to test day, if you don't know the material, all of the test-taking strategies in the world won't save you. Preparation is key. So spend as much time as necessary to understand the material. Do not rush. Don't lose confidence or waste time if you encounter confusing or difficult material. Ask questions. Reach out for help. Your teachers and your school counselors are here and available, and we want to help. Much like an athlete on game day, it's the regular practice and combination of skills, in this case study skills, that result in outstanding performance on test day. So be sure to consider these additional suggestions that will influence your success, not only to increase your study habits, but to be a better test taker as well. Manage your schedule and set aside time to study for each class on a daily basis. Spending a little bit every day is far easier and more effective than waiting until a few days prior to the test. Actively read the test material and remember to review those notes. Success in the classroom or through online instruction doesn't come from any single thing. It's about the right mix of attitude, habits, and effort. We hope that you have found these tips and strategies to be helpful.
If you study to remember, you will forget.
But if you study to understand, you will remember.
Thank you for listening. And please remember, your school counselors are available to help you. Please email us with any questions.
We would like to thank the Butler Radio Network and those helping to make this opportunity possible.
In addition, we would like to thank the Butler Area School District, parents, students, and community for your support and encouragement.
We appreciate all of you.
Have a wonderful day.
And thanks again for listening.